The first reading is a reading from the book of Judges. The children of Israel offended the Lord by serving the Baals. Abandoning the Lord, the God of their fathers who led them out of the land of Egypt, they followed other gods at various nations around them, and by their worship of these gods provoked the Lord. Because they had thus abandoned him and served Baal and the Ashtaroth, the anger of the Lord flared up against Israel, and he delivered them over to the plunderers who despoiled them. He allowed them to fall into the power of their enemies round about, whom they were no longer able to withstand. Whatever they undertook, the Lord turned into disaster for them, as is his warning he had sworn he would do, till they were in great distress. Even when the Lord raised up judges to deliver them from the power of their despoilers, they did not listen to their judges, but abandoned themselves to the worship of other gods. They were quick to stray from the way their fathers had taken, and did not follow their example of obedience to the commandments of the Lord. Whenever the Lord raised up judges for them, he would be with the judge and save them from the power of their enemies, as long as a judge lived. It was thus the Lord took pity on their distressful cries of affliction under their oppressors. But when the judge died, they would relapse and do worse than their ancestors, following other gods in service and worship, relinquishing none of their evil practices or stubborn conduct. The word of the Lord. Thanks be to God. Remember us, O Lord, as you favor your people. Remember us, O Lord, as you favor your people. They did not exterminate the peoples as the Lord had commanded them, but mingled with the nations and learned their works. Remember us, O Lord, as you favor your people. They served their idols, which became a snare for them. They sacrificed their sons and their daughters to demons. Remember us, O Lord, as you favor your people. They became defiled by their works and wanton in their crimes, and the Lord grew angry with his people and abhorred his inheritance. Remember us, O Lord, as you favor your people. Many times did he rescue them, but they embittered him with their counsels. Yet he had regard for their affliction when he heard their cry. Remember us, O Lord, as you favor your people. My brothers and sisters, may our Lord be with you and with your spirit. A reading from the Holy Gospel according to St. Matthew. Glory to you, O Lord. A young man approached Jesus and said, "Teacher, what good must I do to gain eternal life?" He answered, "Why do you ask me about the good? There's only one who is good. If you wish to enter the life, keep the commandments." He said, "Which ones?" And Jesus replied, "You shall not kill, you shall not commit adultery, you shall not steal, you shall not bear false witness, honor your father and mother, and shall love your neighbor as yourself." The young man said to him, "All these I have observed, what do I still lack?" Jesus said, "If you wish to be perfect, go sell what you have and give it to the poor, and you will have treasure in heaven. Then come and follow me." When the young man had heard this statement, he went away sad, for he had many possessions. The Gospel of the Lord. Praise to you, Lord Jesus Christ. So here, we have someone that comes to Jesus, who is the God of the universe, the one who will judge the living and the dead, and says, "What must I do to go to heaven?" And he said, "Obey the commandments." And then he says, "Oh, okay, which commandments?" And notice, he doesn't say, "Love God with all your heart, mind, soul, and strength. Do not use God's name in vain. Keep away the Sabbath." He doesn't say any of those first three. He says, "You shall not kill. You shall not commit adultery. You shall not steal. Do not bear false witness. Honor your father and mother. And love your neighbor as yourself." Huh. He added that one, you know. Love your neighbor as yourself. That the way we prove we love God, the way we get to go to heaven, is by loving people. And then he looks, "Oh, I've done all that." And he says, "Okay, do you want to be perfect?" "Yes." "Go sell what you have and do what?" "Give it to the poor." You see how God tells us we have to take care of each other, especially the poor. Now, when we start talking about that, "Oh, Father, don't give me any social justice stuff." Oh, I'm not. I'm giving you gospel stuff. This is what Jesus, our God, tells us. I'd pay attention. May each of you know his love today and forever. Amen.